Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Facts and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. I'm glad you're joining me tonight. But before we get into the show, I have to say a happy, happy birthday to my niece, Lily. She's 16 years old today. I also have to say happy birthday to my niece, Elena, in Italy. It's her birthday as well. June 4th is a big day for our family. Oscar Tucci, my grandfather, the founder of Oscar's Del Monaco, the resurrector of Del Monaco's. Today is his birthday, but it's also his death day. So June 4th has like a lot of really magical energy around it for the Tucci family. So I have to say happy birthday to all of you. And to Oscar Tucci, we salute you and chin chin. But tonight we're going to have a great show because we're going to talk about dreams. It's a dreamy show. Not like the daydreams that I always talk about, because you know I love daydreams. I'm talking about your real dreams. Not that daydreams aren't real, but the dreams that when you put your head on the pillow, you dream about and you wake up and you're like, wow, what was that all about? So tonight, my guest is Lauren Lawrence. She's going to be joining us in just a moment. She's an incredible woman. We met at the birthday for Sirio Maccioni at the Cirque about 2 weeks ago. And here's this really groovy story, because you know I believe in frequency and synchronicity and all of that. So we're sitting down, of course, room of so many people. Martha Stewart, Regis Philbin, Pamela Fury, the list goes on and on. I went with my dear friend Vanessa Noel. I said, let's go. We weren't going to go. Then we said, all right, let's go. And so we got dressed, we went, I go to the table where I'm supposed to sit, and Vanessa goes, oh, I said, where do you want to sit, V? She said, oh, sit here. I said, I'm going to sit here. So I sat there, and I sat next to this woman, and we start talking, and then there's a gentleman at the table who starts talking, and then all of a sudden it's about this book. And it's one of my favorite books, That's How Life Happens. The book, which I love, is Private Dreams of Public People. I am obsessed with the concept, with the book. Truly, honestly, 100% my listeners tonight, I'm telling you, I know I talk about books here all the time on Max and Friends. This book I bought 1 year for everybody on my Christmas list because it is that special. It goes into the lives of public people. Willingly, they go to Lauren and they say, here's my dream, and then she decodes the dream. So we're going to talk about some really incredible dreams tonight from stars that you all know, like Madonna, Pavarotti. The list goes on and on and on and on. Paul McCartney. There's so many people. I want you to get the book. It's a fabulous book. But we're going to talk about dreams here tonight. And we're going to talk about how dreams happen, why they happen, and are dreams real? I had a great question from a tweet earlier today when I put it out that, what are your questions on dreams? And someone said, are dreams real? So I'm sure that Lauren's going to love that question and dive into it later here tonight on Max and Friends. If you're joining me for the first time, welcome to the show, Where Have You Been? I'm here 9 years. And if you're joining me because you've been part of that journey, thank you for joining me here on Max and Friends. I'm grateful to you all. You all are why I do the show, my listeners. You're the reason why I'm here. How boring would it be just to sit here and talk and not have anyone to listen, not have everyone write me emails, tweet me. Speaking of tweeting, tweet me at Max Tucci. Because I want to be in touch with you. I want to know what you're doing. What are you up to? What do you want in the show? What don't you want in the show? Who do you want to have on the show? You're my co-hosts. So tweet me at Max Tucci. If you want to get in depth and Twitter isn't enough, email me, max@maxtucci.com, and I will respond like I always have been doing for 9 years. And if you want to go on a journey, go to latalkradio.com/max. There you'll have 9 years of my shows with great guests from everyone from Orange is the New Black to Housewives to Lisa Lampanelli to CSI Miami. You all know, to my Max motivators, Gordana Biernat, Valerie Love, Nanda G, Ash Ruiz. The list goes on and on. So go check it out there at latalkradio.com/max. I have to tell you that there's an app. It's free. Go get it. Download it. And like I say, if you download the app, you can take me to bed with you every Sunday night. at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Pacific Time. Okay, so I think that was, like, what I had to tell you all. Other than that, what's going on in your lives? Tweet me at MaxTucci and let me know. What are your plans for summer? Hashtag summer, because we're going to be doing a show on summertime and where to go and what to do, and we'll have some really great summer tips for you. Travel tips. Summer travel tips. We have a great show coming up tonight. Again, my guest is author Lauren Lawrence. And I want you to know that we're doing a show. I have a note here to remind me, to remind you, that Ash Ruiz is going to be coming on the show. We're going to do a show on the source of joy. So let me know what brings joy to your life. What makes you joyful? Tweet me at MaxTucci, hashtag joy, J-O-Y. Because it's going to be a great show. And Ash, you all remember, was in the band Menudo. He's in Boulder, Colorado now. We met there because that's how life happens. You know, when you're supposed to meet someone like how I met Lauren, you're going to be at that right place at that right time. So I want you to all remember that right now, where you are is exactly where you're supposed to be. And that's tuned in to Max and Friends. I'm going to play some music right now. And when we're back, Lauren Lawrence is joining me. So stay tuned to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. For Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
That was Lead Me to the Water by Sharon Agati. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to the show. My guest coming up is Lauren Lawrence. She's the dream columnist for the New York Daily News every Sunday. I hope you all get the Daily News and read her column there. She was formerly the political dream columnist for John Kennedy Jr. at George Magazine. She has published 4 books, the 3 Dream Keys series of books published by Dell, and the Asseline Coffee Table book, Private Dreams of Public People, my favorite book. She is the former star of the A&E TV show Celebrity Nightmares Decoded. Did you all catch that when it was on Bio? She has appeared on numerous TV shows including Dr. Oz, Fox and Friends, The O'Reilly Factor, Extra, Inside Edition, Entertainment Tonight, Tyra, and numerous other shows. And tonight, she's my guest here and my friend on Max and Friends, Lauren Lawrence. Welcome to the show.
I am so happy to be here, Max.
I am beaming. We've had so many conversations in 2 weeks, I feel like I know you for 10 lifetimes.
This is true.
So let's start first with, how did you become a dream decoder, a dream analyst?
Well, when I was very young, my mother had the interpretation of dreams by Freud on her shelf. And I used to read a lot of detective, like Nancy Drew books and all of these silly books. And I took down his book one night and I started looking at the dreams, and I was just absolutely fascinated to know what these people were dreaming. And I would sort of, interpret it myself before I read his answer, which I'm sure I would not have understood anyway. I was like 10 years old. But it just fascinated me, just even at that early young age. And I noticed that all of my friends used to have dreams and they would just tell me the dream and I just nailed it. I just knew exactly what it was. So they all used to come to me, and I had somewhat of a little reputation around school as, as the oracle. And they would, be able to talk to me and know what was going on. And I just sort of shelved that, and then it goes away. And then in school, I was very drawn to psychology, and I just, it just sort of fell into, it just sort of happened. And it was very magical, actually, how I got the idea to find out what one does in life is reflected in the psyche, and that nobody has done. So I'm very glad that I was a forerunner there. I was standing in the office of, Heather Cohane. I don't know if you know her, but she founded Quest Magazine.
Of course.
Okay, so she was clicking her finger right in front of my nose, and she said, what kind of column can you give me? And, just sort of really almost annoying. And I just said, celebrity dreams, or I said, society dreams. That's what I said. I said, society dreams. She goes, I love it. She goes, go out and get me some. So the first person I went to was Ola Cassini, who is a dear friend of mine, and he gave me an incredible dream. I just loved it. And then I went to a few other people, Nan Kempner, who was a socialite. And I went to my friend Gay Talese, the writer, and Gore Vidal. And I just started collecting these. And I said, it really does say something. And I wanted to see if what one does in life is reflected in the psyche. So I did every walk of fame. I even did an astronaut, which was really quite extraordinary. That's a whole story in itself. You must ask me about that later. But it was really, quite a trip doing that. And, I'm still doing it now. I get people calling me from all over the world. When I write my column for the Daily News, people are sending in from Russia, from Mali, Nigeria. Often they're using computers that are illegal for them to use.
Right.
And they have to say, oh, I have to go. I'll get caught. It's amazing.
It's incredible.
It's really incredible.
And for those listening tonight, if you would like to send your dreams to Lauren at the New York Daily News, you can do so by sending an email to yourdreams@nydailynews.com. yourdreams@nydailynews.com. So let me ask you some questions about dreams, because I had a question from someone on Twitter, @polishedwoman, and she asked if dreams are real and what do they mean?
Well, that's a great question. Dreams are realer than real. Dreams are ultra real because it's coming from the unconscious, which is the core of all creativity. And many people don't realize that that unconsciousness is far greater than consciousness. It knows everything that we have ever seen, experienced, witnessed, felt. It's just extraordinary. So it keeps a record of it. And these dreams are giving us back information that we have long repressed or forgotten. And it's very important that we get to that. And so really the purpose of the dream is that it's working through this old material and things that, you know, that either we were afraid of or we had, you know, qualms about, or we were conflicted about, and it works through all of that.
So some kind of psychological attachment.
Absolutely. It's kind of like, I always say the brain is like a computer, so when we dream, we're downloading a file. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people understand that image. Mm-hmm. We're downloading a file, what's in there, and then interpretation interprets that file. You know, when you open it, that's opening the file.
Right, exactly. So yeah. I want to stay on Paula Schwinn real quick, because she mm-hmm. asked a question that says, if I spend a lot of time with people during that day, I usually end up dreaming about them that night. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, usually it's the day residue. So it's usually the day before the dream, because it takes a little time to filter in, unless, of course, she had such a crazy experience with these people. But often it's the antecedent, it's the day residue. And that's what I always tell people to look at and try to remember when they write down their dream, what happened yesterday, because that often triggers a dream. I've really never spoken to someone who had a dream immediately after. So that's a little strange.
I'll have her email you.
Yeah, unless she's just broadly speaking, but it's usually the day before.
Right.
It's not
super.
The same day, because it needs time.
To process.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of time, if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome to Max and Friends. You're listening to your host, Max Tucci. My guest tonight is Lauren Lawrence. We're talking about dreams and her book, one of my favorite books, Private Dreams of Public People. We'll be right back.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. My guest tonight, Lauren Lawrence, is joining us, the author of Private Dreams of Public People. Go buy the book right now. It was published in 2002, but why do I say that? Because the book is so relevant to today. These are celebrities that we love, such as Madonna, Paul McCartney, Pavarotti. The list goes on and on and on. So before we get into the book, I want to talk about some quotes that people have said about your book. You know, when we were doing some research here on the book, I just know it as my favorite book, but so many other people have this book as their favorite book. One says, I guess you could say I am a celebraholic, meaning I read everything I can about my favorite celebs. I thought I read everything until Private Dreams of Public People. So intense. Someone writes. Someone else writes, I love this interesting book that tells about the most famous people in the world, what they dream about, and how this very qualified author and expert on dream analysis tells us what their dreams mean. And I love this. This book is not only informative, the photos are beautiful. I love her work. Very insightful, very interesting, highly recommended. Great insight into those oh-so-private moments of people we all know so well. Beautiful writing by Lauren and great photography by some household names. So how did this book, one of my favorite books again, probably my favorite
Thank
book,
you.
Private Dreams of Public People, how did you dream that book up?
Well, that's really a good question. It actually did come to me that way. I just woke up one day. I said, you know, I really have to go around because I have so many contacts, and I really have to see if there's something there. You know, so when I started asking some of my celebrity friends, I noticed that many of them had what they call a typical actor's nightmare. But in psychoanalytic terms, it is it's a dream where you are preparing. You know, you're preparing for the worst scenario. So, for instance, they'll dream that they show up to the wrong theater, you know, or they
anxiety
they forget the lines, you know.
Right.
Yeah, it's an anxiety dream, but it's a dream where it's very common to actors where some active responsibility is required from the dreamer, and then they worry about it, and so the dream puts them in a scenario where the worst thing will happen. Mm-hmm. You know, where like Louise Fletcher had a dream where she couldn't button the buttons. She had like a dress with like 1,000 buttons, and she was supposed to go on stage and she couldn't button it. And then I remember Dick Clark, I think, had a dream where he showed up at the wrong theater and he forgot what he was supposed to say, or the script is in a different language. These dreams are all preparatory, and they, you know, they keep you on your toes so that it won't happen, you know, so the very worst fear will not happen. And it's kind of like dreams of perfectionists are kind of like that. They worry about things in advance, and therefore the dream, because you go through this horrendous experience, you awaken and say, oh my gosh, I'm never going to let that happen again. So it won't, you know, because you're on your toes.
Mm. Well, you know, with the book, Private Dreams of Public People, you give us a fascinating insight into the psyche of so many celebrities. My producers here are obsessed with Madonna. So can you give us Madonna's dream and how you interpreted it?
Sure. Well, I can remember a little of it. I mean, I know that she was pregnant, I believe, at the time of the dream. And the first time, you know, she was never been a mother before. And she had a most terrible dream that she thought that her child died. And she heard the doctor, which happened to be a female doctor, telling her that the baby was dead. And I remember sending my interpretation to Liz Rosenberg, who was her agent or manager or whatever at the time. I'm pretty sure she's still connected because she's a phenomenal lady. And Madonna loved my interpretation because it relieved everything. You know, she was thinking all these negative things, but it wasn't negative at all. The baby that died was Madonna herself, because when you become a mother, the baby in you dies. You become the mother. You are the responsible one. And that's takes a lot of getting used to. So when the female doctor was saying the baby's dead, it was really Madonna telling herself, you're dead. Your childhood's dead. You are now the responsible one, so you better get ready.
Wow. So how is it that someone gives you such a private part of their life?
Well, people trust me. I mean, I know that one of the reasons is that I worked for John Kennedy Jr. at George, and his name is like gold. And, you know, he believed in me, and I did his political dreams column. So he handed me lists of congressmen and congresswomen, and I called up and spoke to their press secretaries. And it's funny because, you know, he trusted me. He believed in me that they would give it to me. No one else thought anyone political would give me dreams. And I got so many. It was just wonderful. And they were trusting me. So, and they loved my interpretations. I've never had anyone not like an interpretation. And after that, you know, after you're interpreting political dreams, then nobody else worries. You know, they're not concerned.
Right.
You know.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So you're just, one moment, because I got to do a shout out to everyone who's listening tonight to Max and Friends. Thank you for tuning in. My guest is Lauren Lawrence. We're talking about her book, Private Dreams of Public People, and we'll be right back.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to Max and Friends. My guest tonight, Lauren Lawrence, the author of Private Dreams of Public People. So I have some questions to ask, and one that I love to daydream. I'm an Aquarius, so I'm a huge daydreamer, and we talk about daydreams all the time here at Max and Friends. What's the difference between daydreams and actually going to sleep and having dreams?
Yeah, that's a good question. Daydreams are just that you're closer to consciousness than you are when you're in a deep sleep. And it's kind of like your mind floating around and just sort of, you know, sort of what you do on a psychiatrist's couch when you free associate. And so you can, it is valuable. You can get a lot of interesting things that way, but you're not going deep into the unconscious.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And do daydreams come true?
Well, you know, when you say, does it come true? I mean, certain dreams do come true. Those are the prophetic dreams. And although those are more rare, there's a difference between prophetic and predictive. Most dreams are predictive, and I can explain that. That's because the unconscious, which knows everything that we've ever known, experienced, what I said before. Okay, so they can make the judgment that if A happened and B happened, the likelihood of C to happen is great. And so that's almost a dream of probability. And those dreams, they'll give you, you know, they'll set up a scenario and that will happen, but that's coming from the personal, okay? The prophetic dream is coming from exterior knowledge, not the personal. It's coming from outside, the non-specific. And that's what's so extraordinary, because that comes from a place where no one knows, where you can pull something from the universe.
How many kinds of dreams are there?
Well, I like to say, you know, there are 9 types of dreams, and the first one being the anxiety dream, which is, you know, a typical, everybody knows what that is. Then there's the traumatic anxiety dream, which comes from having experienced something absolutely awful, like in war, you know, seeing friends die or bombs go off or whatever. That's the traumatic, or being raped, you know, that's the traumatic anxiety dream. Then there's the self-affirmation dream, which is a very good dream because it gives yourself attributes that you don't normally have. Like under that heading, the motif would be flying. So if you have a flying dream, that's a self-affirmation dream because it's giving you an ability you don't have to fly. Another is the wish fulfillment dream, and that's a very common one where people, you know, can wish they won the lottery, or they're dating Brad Pitt or Johnny Depp or whoever, you know, whoever the person is, you know, in style at the moment. And that's just a very common dream. And then there's the Oedipal, of course, the Oedipal or libidinous dream, which is the very psychological, very Freudian dream, where it's, you know, the love for the mother or the father or whatever. And then there's the problem-solving dream, where you actually go to sleep with some kind of problem and the mind tries to solve it, like the shoemaker's elves, you know, and that's that kind of dream. And then there's the examination dream, dreamt by a lot of perfectionists, where you dream that you go to school and find out that there's a test being given and you didn't study, you know, and a lot of people say, what was that? You know, but that's usually dreamt by all the best students. Again, it's to keep you on your toes so that that experience never really happens. So that's that. And then there's the initiation dream and the prophetic dream. Those are the two last ones, and those are very spiritual. The initiation dream takes you to a level that you have not been. Very mystical. It raises your awareness. Very inspirational. It's not the usual. And the prophetic dream, of course, is when you are given exterior knowledge from the universe of something that's about to happen that's not within your sphere of knowledge or experience. And that is the rarest of the dreams. And yet, many people have them. In fact, I've had someone tell me one that was the most frightening, you know, frightening experience that I've ever had. And we can get into that later. I don't know how much time we have, but that was the dream that Pierre Salinger told me. Pierre Salinger was President John F. Kennedy's press secretary, and I was friends with him, and this was much later in life. And he told me a dream that predicted the death of Princess Diana.
Wow.
Mm-hmm, on the day.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, there's one dream that we're not talking about, and it's the sex dream and wet dreams. What do those mean?
Right. Well, those are, like I said, the Oedipal and the libidinous.
Right.
Yeah, the libidinous would be the sexual dream. That those are, you know, in a category of like a wish fulfillment, you know. So it's really, you know, it's granting yourself a wish, you know.
It's that simple.
It's that simple, yeah. There's nothing really, you know, secretive in that dream.
Now, what are the most common dreams?
Well, flying is one. Falling is another. Teeth falling out. Another dream.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I have a question here that says, do teeth falling out really mean someone's going to die?
No, definitely not. That's an old wives' tale or an old husband's tale. I want to be very PC.
An old witch tale. An old wizard tale.
yeah. It has nothing to do with the truth, no. Actually, teeth falling out dream is one of the only dreams that's gender specific, so that if men dream it, it means something entirely different than women.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, women, a teeth falling out dream, according to Freud, anything that comes out of the body is the wish for pregnancy. So when women have teeth falling out dreams, I usually ask them, do you want to conceive, you know, or do you want to have a baby? And pretty much 99% of the people say yes, which is really quite extraordinary. You'd think that that wouldn't be the case, you know, that it wouldn't exactly work that way, but it does. And then I sort of modernized it and gave it a skew. It's not just the wish to have a baby, but it shows that there's some kind of void in life and you need to fill that void. So those people, for instance, are unhappy at work or they're not doing what they want to do. And then when they have this dream and we discuss it, they realize, yes, they want to fill some kind of void in their life. That's the women who don't want to be pregnant but want to fill something in their life. That's the teeth falling out dream. For men, it's a sexual fantasy. Plain and simple.
How you dreaming? How you dreaming? Well, if you're tuning in right now to Max and Friends, my guest is Lauren Lawrence. She's a dream decoder and a dream columnist for the New York Daily News, the author of Private Dreams of Public People. You can email your dreams to the New York Daily News right now to Lauren at yourdreams@nydailynews.com. Every Sunday, the column comes out, so look for it in the New York Daily News. And we'll be right back.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Tweet me at Max Tucci. Thanks for joining me tonight on Max and Friends. We're talking about something that I love, which is dreams. I'm a dreamer. I dream big. I always hashtag dream big. Dreams, daydreaming, dream, 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 dream. What's your dream? Everybody come to California. Everyone come to Hollywood has a dream. What's your dream? That was one of my favorite quotes from Pretty Woman. My guest tonight, Lauren Lawrence, what was the strangest dream you have ever interpreted?
I actually just mentioned it briefly, and it was the dream that Pierre Salinger told me. I can tell it to you in total. This was on, I think it was August 30th. And it was at 2 p.m, New York time, and he called me, and he said, Lauren, I'm ready to tell you my dream. And I said, I've been asking him for months. And I said, okay, let me write it down. And he said, well, he goes, there was no visual. And that's really kind of shocking, you know, because when you hear, it's just oral, you know, he just heard words. You have to really pay attention to those, because often those are prophetic dreams. So he said he heard someone say, Pierre, you must be aware that the worst terrorist attack will occur in Paris in August in the last week. And I got so scared because this was August 30th at 2 p.m. I said, oh gosh, Pierre, I wish you wouldn't tell me that. I hope nothing terrible happens, you know. He said, oh, don't worry, you know, I dreamt it a couple of weeks ago. I said, yeah, but you're calling me now and telling me. I said, that's very scary. So I interpreted the dream. And then I had a friend of mine who was a novelist, and she very much wanted to be in Private Dreams of Public People, in the literary dreamer section. And she said, Lauren, can you fax me over someone's dream? This was after his phone call and after I had interpreted his dream. And I could have faxed her over Madonna or Paul McCartney or Kate Moss or anyone. Yeah, Pavarotti, anyone. Okay, but for some reason, I chose to fax her over Pierre Salinger's dream. Mm-hmm. This is at 4 o'clock, which is 10 o'clock Paris time.
Right.
She calls me up at 4:30, which is 10:30 Paris time. Lauren, that's a very scary dream. I hope nothing terrible happens in Paris. Well, 2 hours later, which was 12:30, August 31st, the morning of August 31st, her nephew, Dodi Fayed, was dead in a car with Princess Diana because I faxed it over to Sohair Khashoggi. And, I mean, Dodi is her nephew. So how crazy is that? So I was the middleman. Pierre gave me the dream, and I gave her his dream. So, in other words, she had that before his death. So, you know, that was the scariest thing that ever happened because I was the middleman. And when that happened, Pierre called me, she called me. I mean, it was crazy. You know, it's almost as if I had inside information.
Of course.
You know, now, in Paris in August in the last week, it's crazy.
It's phenomenal. But shifting the energy, what's been the most happiest or celebrated dream that you've interpreted?
Unusual. It always makes people smile when they hear it, so I'll just give you that one. That was Mark Hamill's dream. you know, who later went on to play Luke Skywalker in Star Wars, he was telling me a dream. And he had no idea what this dream meant, but it was so extraordinary. He was, when he dreamt the dream, he was an understudy for a play on Broadway. And he was always hoping the lead would get sick, of course, so he could become the star for the day. And anyway, so in this dream, he gets the call, you know, that they'd like him to come down, you know, and do the show. So his alarm goes off late. He's late. Oh, my God, I'm never going to get there. And he tries to get a taxi, and he can't get the taxi. And suddenly he realizes that he can leap on the tops of the taxis and just go that way toward the theater. And as he's leaping, he's like making huge leaps almost in the air, and he's almost like walking in the air. So I stop him, and I said, wait a minute. I said, that's Luke Skywalker. You were walking in the sky. And he could not believe. He was in shock. He could hardly speak. And so that dream was giving him a bit of future knowledge that he would one day play that part.
Wow. Is that what dreams do for us?
Yes, absolutely. If you let them.
If you let them. If you mm-hmm. let them. Well, you know, there's something that's really fascinating, because for myself, my dreams are sometimes like motion pictures, like vivid.
Yes, that's
vivid,
movie dreams.
Yeah, that's totally mm-hmm. vivid. But last night, so this morning, I woke up and I remember hearing someone say, what are the lotto numbers? I've never dreamt about lotto numbers before. And I mm-hmm. remember saying 36 mm-hmm. and 12. So I think I have to go play those.
Yes, those are good numbers.
But, you know, what's another dream that I have often too is a lot of my relatives who have passed come into my dreams. So what is like a love visitation dream?
Yes, absolutely.
What does that mean?
Yeah, that is exactly what it is. You said it. It's a love visitation, and it means that there is no death. The soul lives on. The soul is energy. It's a scientific fact. You cannot destroy energy, and the soul leaves the body. The soul lives on. And when we sleep, we can be in touch with that. And I'll tell you why, and it's really quite extraordinary. The reason we don't see these souls while we're, you know, living consciously is because we're living in time, in our time zone, right? But they are either faster or slower. So if someone is in a slower time zone, you can look at it very realistically. They could be downstairs, you know, a block away. You won't see them, you know, because they're a little slower than you because they're away. Or if someone is on a plane heading to Florida, you know, it's same time. We're sharing the same time, but they're faster. You know, so that's the way it is with a soul. A soul is either faster or slow, which is why we don't see them. The reason why we hook into them in dreams, and you're going to love this, there is no time in dreams. No time, no sense of time or space, so that when we dream, we are receptive. We can receive all of these spirits, and very often they do enter our dreams.
Why do they enter them?
Well, it's either to comfort us, to let us know that they're okay, that they're around, to keep us in their mind, or sometimes they actually come to help. You know, I know many incidences of people who have been helped by the deceased giving them some answer or telling them where something was. I can give you a very interesting example of one. It was the Cowardly Lion, you know, the Cowardly Lion in The Wizard of Oz. Okay, well, his daughter, Bert Law's daughter, had a dream that her father came to her, and he said there was something wrong with the contract, and she has to go into the file cabinet and get the contract because he's owed $120,000. This was her dream. And she was told this in the dream. Look carefully at it. There was something, you know, some little whatever it was, that they owed me the money that they never gave it to me, so they should give it to you. And sure enough, when she wakes up, she looks through these extensive files. She files this, she sees this one contract. She shows it to her lawyer. And sure enough, there was this little codicil or something. And he was entitled to money that he hadn't gotten. And she actually had the lawyer threaten to sue, and she was given a check.
There you go.
So So there, he definitely wanted that taken care of.
I love that. And the importance is she remembered the dream. So how is it for listeners who are listening tonight? And if you're tuning in, my guest is Lauren Lawrence. She is a wonderful, wonderful dream columnist, dream decoder for the New York Daily News, an author of Private Dreams of Public People, my favorite book. How do we remember our dreams? How can we remember our dreams?
Yeah.
What do you suggest?
Okay, well, this is the best route, okay? When you awaken, and this takes a little practice, but once you get it, it's the best. You do not open your eyes. Opening the eyes brings in the conscious world, and the dream just gets sucked right back into the unconscious. So you have to keep your eyes closed and not move a muscle. Lie still and just say to yourself, what was I just thinking? That is the dream, and then you mull over it till you think you got most of it. Keep a pen and paper at your bedside or a tape recorder like a lot of celebrities do, and immediately, at that point, you can open your eyes and immediately, talk about what the dream was or write what the dream was. That is the best way to remember it. If you don't write it down, it will dissipate.
It will escape. So the number one thing, do not open your eyes, people.
That's right. And do not move.
Stay in dream world and do not move. Yeah. No,
stay as close
that.
As you can to the world of the unconscious, because in that world, you see, we are not foreigners. We speak the language.
Oh, my gosh.
We understand.
The world of the unconscious. That's another book.
Yeah. Once we awaken, we're foreigners. You know, we don't speak the language and nothing makes sense.
Exactly. Okay. So don't open your eyes. Lie still. Mm-mm. And ask yourself, what was I thinking?
Mm-hmm.
And then write it down or get a recorder.
Mm-hmm.
And dreams, they are here for us and we're here for them.
Mm-hmm.
What is a dream that you've had that's been reoccurring? Have you had reoccurring dreams, you personally?
I have not. And I'll tell you why. The reason why is because once you figure out what a dream is, it will not recur. The reason dreams recur is because people don't get it the first time.
I love it. You know, and it's so true. And I told you this too, like I dream of very prominent women and they'll come to me, living ones. Like Whoopi Goldberg's in my dream. Martha Stewart's been in my dream. Oprah's been in my dream. Very like powerful, prominent women.
Yes.
What is that all about?
Well, that's about you're drawn to power and you're drawn to people who are successful and you're empowering yourself through them.
I love it. I love it. Well, you know, speaking of empowering, the one thing that I can't do is create more time because it's an illusion and it's wrapping up here on Max and Friends. My guest is Lauren Lawrence. The book is Private Dreams of Public People. Also, email your dreams to yourdreams@newyorkdailynews.com. But before I let you go, I know you have an upcoming poetry book.
Yes, oh, thank
Tell
you.
Me
oh my
about
God,
it.
Yes. Yes, thank you so much. I was just going to say, can I please mention it's
of
called
course
Side
you
Effects.
Can.
It's called Side Effects and it will be published by Shakespeare and Company. And they have their own websites all over. So it's just Shakespeare and Company. They can buy the book there. I am trying to get it on Amazon as well, but in the beginning it will only be on Shakespeare.
What inspires you to write poetry?
Oh, I've been writing poetry for years. Again, it comes from the unconscious, from the creative center. I mean, I can look at a flower and see something, you know, like snow falls in the Himalayas, you know, if I'm looking at the petals. I mean, and then the falling of the petals, I could think of the falling story of the universe, you know. It's very inspirational. I just see images and it just comes to me, almost like dreams.
Yeah.
A lot of my poetry is almost dreamy.
Can you share one with us?
I actually don't have one
Good.
Right
That's
next
That's the best
to me.
Answer, because you all have to buy the book.
You all have to buy the book.
When is the book being published?
It is moving. I think it will be published June 22nd.
Oh, beautiful. So yeah. Just around the corner.
In June. Yeah.
I remember when we sat next to one another at Le Cirque, and I found out that you were the author of Private Dreams of Public People. I said to you, hello, where is the second book?
Yes, thank you. Yes, that second book should have come out. Asseline should have published it. I'm not going to go into the different problems, but the book is ready. I have all these new dreamers with photographs from world-renowned photographers who have donated them because I always give 10% of the royalties to Memorial Sloan Kettering for Cancer Research.
That's beautiful.
And I try to help another dream come true, you know, to help where I can. And I'm waiting for a publisher. The book is ready.
You know what I say is that what you're looking for is looking for you. But before I let you go, give us some scoop on the sequel. Who are some of the dreamers?
Tom Ford, Zach Posen. I have a lot of new designers in there. Amanda Sante.
Oh, it's a good book.
Yeah, Melania Trump. I don't remember all of the names, but it's fabulous. I have a dream of a President Kennedy in there that has never been seen by anyone. I have a lot of interesting dreams.
I am looking so forward to opening up the sequel of Private Dreams of Public People. You know, it's my favorite book.
Well, you and me both.
It's going to happen. It's totally going to happen. You're inspiring. I love your books. I love dreaming. I love talking about dreams. Will you come and join me again on Max and Friends?
I would love to, Max. This has been so much fun.
It has been super fun. So again, everyone, if you're tuning in now and you just are catching the end of the show and you're like, wait, you're talking about dreams? Well, I say unto you, go right now and get the book Private Dreams of Public People. If you have dreams that you want to have decoded, email them to Lauren at yourdreams. So it's yourdreams@nydailynews.com. If you missed the show, go to latalkradio.com/Max. We'll post the show after the show so you could re-listen to it. And if there's something that you caught but you missed and you want to write it down, like how to remember your dreams, tune back into the show. I love you all for listening. I say dream big, and then I always say dream bigger. Lauren, what is your next dream big thing? What are you dreaming about now?
I want another TV show very badly.
There you go.
So I need another production company to reach out to me. Yeah, because my experience was great and it ended too short, not because of my dream, but because of it, you know, the interworkings of bureaucracy.
You know what? And what I always say is that where you are right now is exactly where you're supposed to be. And I look forward to reading the sequel of Private Dreams of Public People. I look forward to the TV show. And I have to say goodnight, good karma, take life to the max. And I want you all to dream big. You're all here for a purpose. So keep reaching, shine on. And I love you for tuning in. I'm your host, Max Tucci, from Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Good night and good karma. LA Talk.